In recent weeks, politicians, television journalists, and people involved in the entertainment industry have acknowledged to various degrees to different types of inappropriate behavior and harassment. There have also been acknowledgments about dishonesty, fraud, and lying. Acknowledging, admitting what a person does wrong is rarely easy or comfortable. In some cases, the person takes the initiative, but in most cases, there's an accusation or some type of public revelation. Members and leaders of various churches have also been headline news, acknowledging shameful behavior. On this second Sunday of Advent, Mark's gospel quickly introduces John the Baptist and his mission. John appears, we are told, in the desert, ruggedly dressed, and he has a mission, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. We are told that country folks and city dwellers are lining up, and they line up for John because they acknowledge their sin. But then John tells them that one is coming who is mightier than John the Baptist. And he will submerge people not only in water, but the mighty one will submerge people into the power of the Holy Spirit. We are among those who have experienced the mighty one. The shortness of the Advent season and its position right before the religious and secular holidays and holy days of Christmas is crammed with things to do and places to go. This morning, today, with a loud voice, God's word calls us to prepare a way for the Lord to enter our lives more deeply. And our reading from the second letter of St. Peter reminds us that the world and life as we know it will come to an end. St. Peter uses the word, it will be dissolved, like salt on ice or a sweetener in coffee and tea. Life as we know it, relationships as we know it, family as we know it, will one day be dissolved. Within the last 2 weeks, I've been informed of 5 sudden, unexpected deaths, some tragic, ages 18 through 53, went to 3 funerals. Life as we know it is radically going to change. But we live life as we know it with the hope of entering glory and everlasting gladness. We need to keep things first, concerned about our spiritual life as well as being concerned about our natural life. And so there may be a need for us to acknowledge our sins, not just privately, but also by celebrating the sacrament of reconciliation so that we can experience the comfort and freedom Jesus came to bring. We who have been baptized by Christ with water and the Holy Spirit have not always cooperated with the Holy Spirit. And we've done more than make mistakes or misunderstand. We've committed sin. And the Lord who will come again in glory, the Lord whose birth we will soon celebrate, made his church to be an instrument of mercy and peace. Remember what he said after he rose from the dead, when he appeared to the apostles, "Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit and forgive sins. I came to reconcile people to my Father and to each other. I send you as the Father has sent me." You might have noticed there's no baby Jesus in the beginning of St. Mark's gospel. An adult John the Baptist is waiting to meet an adult Jesus in the Jordan River. Most of us are adults. The rest of us are infants, children, and teenagers who will one day become adults, grown-up people who have grown-up relationships with God. With maturity comes commitment and a sense of loyalty, appreciation, and a deeper sense of gratitude. Adults know that life involves waiting and patience. Adults realize that the acknowledgement of our sins requires honesty and humility, but it is also an encounter with Emmanuel, who brings peace, comfort, mercy, and love. Our communion this morning is communion with God with us, who created us to be loved by Him. I went to a day of prayer in Loretto this week for priests and deacons, and the speaker was a priest from Erie, and he asked us, "Why did God make you?" Well, we studied the Baltimore Catechism. We're old enough to know God made us to know, love, and serve Him. But the priest said he once went to a retreat, and at the retreat that he went to, a priest said that God made us, first of all, to love us. God made you so that He might love you. And then our love is a response to the first love of God. Our communion is communion with the God who created each one of us so that God might have the delight of loving us. And our response is a response to His love for us. God with us, Word made flesh.